Now for this recording, it's best if you're laying down in bed, ready to drift off into a deep, deep sleep. Because this recording will have no wake-up command at the end. If you need a moment to pause this recording and fully prepare yourself to go to sleep, please do so now. All right, you should be nice and comfortable, laying down in bed, ready to drift off into a very deep sleep. And to help you drift off into that very deep and pleasant state of sleep, I'm going to guide you along a hypnotic fantasy of sorts. Think of it as a bedtime story. Because when you get wrapped up in a story and allow yourself to fully inhabit what's going on in that story, you enter a state not unlike trance. When you're hypnotized, your subconscious mind comes up to the surface and a shortcut to your subconscious mind is your imagination. Now, I want you to just imagine a few things for me before I start guiding you along your little hypnotic fantasy. Think of this as a little warm-up exercise. I want you to think back to a time when you were so incredibly sleepy. Think back to a time where you were struggling to open your eyes and keep them open for more than a few seconds. You're just so tired and so sleepy. Those eyelids just keep on fluttering shut, no matter what you do. Think back to that time. And as you think back to that time, I want you to stare at a point in the room that you're in and just focus on those feelings as I count down from 5 to 1. When I reach 1, you can stop thinking about how sleepy you were at that time in the past. You can stop remembering it, and you can just drift. 5, feeling very sleepy. 4, fully embodying the memory of being that sleepy. 3, letting it flow through every part of your body. 2, so very sleepy. And 1, close your eyes and just drift for a moment. No longer feeling sleepy, just focusing on my voice. Now I want you to open your eyes and keep on staring at that same spot in the room that you were staring at. Now, as you stare at that spot, I want you to think of a time when you were deeply hypnotized. I want you to remember how quickly and effortlessly you went into trance. And now, I want you to imagine going into trance twice as quickly as that time you were so deeply hypnotized. Just imagine it. It doesn't have to be true. It doesn't have to be happening right now. All you have to do is imagine that it's true. Imagine that you're going twice as deep into trance, twice as fast as ever before, and I want you to just close your eyes as I count down from 5 to 1 whenever it feels good and correct for you to close those eyes. It could be 5, it could be 1. All that matters is that you close your eyes when it feels good. 5, closing those eyes when it feels good. 4, focusing on how good it feels to be hypnotized. 3, focusing on how good it feels to be relaxed. 2, focusing on how good it feels to listen to my voice. And 1, focusing on how good it feels to close those eyes. Close those eyes and just drift. That's it. You're doing very good. Now just keep those eyes closed and imagine that it's becoming impossible for you to open those eyes. No matter how hard you try, it's becoming more and more difficult. It's just not worth the effort to open those eyelids because those eyelids of yours feel as if they are made out of lead. You cannot open them, no matter how hard you try. Prove it to yourself as I count down from 5 to 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just stop trying now and sleep deeply. Keep those eyes closed as I guide you along a little hypnotic fantasy. Because you've done very well with these warm-up exercises, so you can just drift as my hypnotic voice guides you deeper and deeper into trance, deeper and deeper along a story. Because a story is just a journey, a pathway made out of words. And you can follow this pathway throughout all the twists and turns to a place that's unique and interesting, a place deep inside your mind where everything else fades away and where there's just my voice and the images that spring forth from my words and your imagination, going deep into trance, drifting deep into the world of your imagination and feeling really good as you do so. Every passing second guides you deeper into trance, following my voice, eager to embark on this adventure. Now, as you walk along this pathway, it's dark. Night has fallen, and you're walking along through the woods. A cold breeze blows through the night. And upon it, you can sense that rain will soon be falling from the sky. You can sense how the clouds are barely able to hold back the bounty of precipitation that they are carrying. You know that soon you must find shelter because it's dark and already chilly in the night, deep in these woods, and if it would start to rain, you would have a very unpleasant night indeed. You are just a weary traveler looking for a place to rest for the night through these strange and, some would say, magical woods. As you walk along, you see that there's a large hill rising up through the woods. The trees seem to avoid the hill. In the dim light, you cannot see a single tree upon this hill. It just looks as if there's stones, black stones, bits of gravel and soot along this large hill, almost more of a mound than a hill. You're not quite sure what to make of it. However, you see a large opening on the side of the hill, and from within, there's a light flickering, inviting, warm-looking. It looks like a campfire. Maybe, just maybe, there are other travelers who are taking shelter in a cave in the side of this hill. Maybe, just maybe, they'd be willing to share the warmth of their campfire with you. The thought of sharing the nice warm campfire puts some pep in your step. You can already feel the tiniest drops of rain starting to fall. So you're very eager to be out of the woods and in the nice warm cave. You quickly start to jog over towards the opening of the cave. It's rather large and very, very tall. Much taller than you. Something much larger than any person could fit into the opening of this cave. But that doesn't matter, because what you really, really want is that nice, warm campfire. You can already feel the warmth radiating from the opening of the cave. You jog a little bit faster and turn the corner to the entrance of the cave. And suddenly, you stop in place, because right in front of you, there is something quite a bit different than some travelers around a campfire. Instead, there's a large dragon right at the entrance to the cave. You freeze, hoping that the dragon has not noticed you and it was instead gazing out at the night sky. You hold your breath, waiting to see what happens. The dragon turns its head and looks directly at you with two large, smoldering orange eyes. There's something quite odd and fascinating about the eyes of this dragon. They have the same calming quality of a campfire. You're unable to look away from the dragon's eyes. You're unable to muster up the nerves to make a break for it. You freeze in place, staring directly into the eyes of the dragon, until the dragon speaks.
Little one, I can, of course, quite clearly see you standing there. You not moving does nothing to hide you from my vision. However, little one, do not fret, for even though I have a most fearsome reputation in these parts, that only applies to those who would seek to take what is rightfully mine, my treasure. However, those who seek to take my treasure usually come in far, far greater numbers. I can see from your appearance that you are a lone traveler, and I can also see that it is about to rain. So, little one, how about I grant you shelter from the elements, a safe and warm place to sleep for the night. However, there is one condition. I will be hypnotizing you, so you will be unable to tell others of the location of my treasure trove. I can see that you mean me no harm, and are indeed incapable of harming a dragon as mighty and majestic as I. I, though, however, do not trust any foolhardy adventurers you may encounter upon in a tavern. So you will be deeply hypnotized if you are to stay here tonight, little one. I can already see that my hypnotic eyes have already ensnared your senses. You see, little one, you're not frozen in place. Out of fear. No, no, no. My eyes possess a certain power over little ones such as yourself. There is nothing you can do but drift and follow my voice. Follow me, little one, deeper into my cave. I am sure somewhere within my treasure trove, there will be a comfortable place for a little one to slumber deeply. That's it, little one. Follow me. A sleepwalker, drifting in a dream, your arms outstretched, your eyes blank and empty, safe and sound, little one, following me deeper into the warmth of my cave, letting the cold night air fade away, letting everything outside fade away. There is just my voice, little one, and my smoldering orange eyes flickering in the same hypnotic way as a fire does, unable to look away unless I grant you permission. Follow me deeper into my cave, path the piles of gold and silver. I know that somewhere in here I had an ornate bed fit for a king, and definitely something that would fit a little one such as yourself. There it is, piled on top of all that gold and silver. Well, you look fairly deeply hypnotized, but I think you could go deeper. Look at the tip of my tail as it slithers out in front of you. I move it back and forth slowly and rhythmically, like a pendulum. Your eyes, little one, follow the tip of my tail back and forth, back and forth. Your body sways rhythmically back and forth, deeper and deeper, little one. All memory of this place will fade. Your ability to speak of this place will fade. You will be unable to tell any adventurers of the location or existence of my cave. However, in return for this, little one, you will be permitted to sleep here. safe and sound for the night out of the cold. Just relax, little one, as my tail now moves around your body, gently coiling around you, picking you up off the ground as if you were as light as a feather, so I can look more deeply into your eyes. Look into my smoldering orange eyes, little one. Imagine spirals forming in them, pulling you deeper into a mindless trance where you can sleep so easily. As you stare into my smoldering, spiraling orange eyes, little one, I will blow smoke rings from my nostrils towards you. Breathe in the heavy, hypnotic scent of the smoke. It smells faintly of lavender. Melt away, spiral away, little one. Soon you will be resting safe and sound upon that bed atop the pile of gold and silver. Little ones are unable to resist my hypnotic, smoldering orange eyes. All they can do is sleep and dream. All you can do, little one, is sleep and dream as I gently rock you in my coil to tail, back and forth. Sleep deeply, little one, for you will have to leave in the morning and resume your travels, unable to tell any adventurers about the location of my cave. Sleep deeply, little one. Close those eyes as I place you down upon the very comfortable bed fit for a king. Feel yourself sinking deep into the soft velvet of the royal bed as I use my tail to tuck you in safe and sound. Sleep deeply, little one. You will have to travel in the morning, little one. So sleep deeply, safe and sound, warm in my cave, far away from the rain that is falling outside. You will wake up tomorrow, refreshed and rejuvenated, ready to travel. So sleep, little one, and dream. Dream and sleep. Sleep, little one. Sleep. Sleep.